Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, some of Pittsburgh's finest are here today because of the great Nan Cohen. Yes, truly one of the best dentists, one of the best attorneys, and two of the sweetest people I know.
Oh, you like that intro this morning, huh?
Listen, I'm just glad you're here because it's Nan Cohen, Total Talk.
It is, it is. So if you looked at the Facebook Live coming in, I have a guest co-host, Dr. Jimmy Tauberg, with us. Say, you've got a history with rump, right?
Well, yes, but that's HIPAA protected.
You're HIPAA protected there. You're safe.
Just kind of like Elvis would go to the dentist at strange hours, so did your Pratt Pack. And thank God, thank God he was there.
When Dan rolled him in, huh?
It was my pleasure.
Yeah.
He's great.
He took care of you when you needed it. So
yes, sir.
That's all that matters. So Dr. Tauberg, he picked me up this morning because we do this video and it's getting pretty famous out there with Hi Mel, because everybody wants to talk to Mel. So we were at dinner with the Tauberg last night, and he says, his wife, she's not here. She's in bed. You're here. Get out the Lamborghini and pick Nan up, and we're going to drive to the studio. And that's exactly what he did.
Good for
so,
him.
Yeah, how about that car?
So it's not the Lamborghini everybody thinks about, which is, of course, these most rackish, incredible vehicles. This is an antique 1973 Lamborghini Espada. So pretty cool old car.
It was amazing. We got photos. Check out the video.
Let me just say, in the doctor's defense, he has worked his tuchus off throughout his life to get where he's at today. So, mazel tov, cheers. You deserve everything. You've worked very hard.
You're so kind, and thank you.
God bless
you. So, he's going to hang out with us for the show times, and we're going to get started because Mr. McIntyre's in the house. And, oh, you know, I put that word divorce up.
Yeah, I know.
What happens? Yeah. It's just... Ask him this, ask him that, and I'm going to give you all the numbers where you can reach all of us. We'll get into some discussion. But I have to be honest, I think sometimes the most frustrating part, and I put up there, you know, should I stay or should I go? I think this, I'm going to tie this into a little bit of the conflict that we have when we're talking about divorce. People just don't listen to their attorneys.
No, they don't. Absolutely not.
Is there some... Why? Do they think that they can do it better or understand it, or they don't think you're in the situation? I'm living and breathing these things with clients, but I'm not sure why this mad rash... You get a direction, do not do this, i.e., and you want to give a couple of examples?
Yeah, it's just like a lot of times we give, Nan and I both, sometimes beat up our clients, hate to say that, but yeah, tell them not to do X, Y, and Z. And I think it's just sometimes people just aren't ready to let go, so they're really not listening to us, thinking, well, they can patch things up with their spouse. And Nan and I both, I mean, we're all for marriage. We'd rather you guys stayed married than get divorced, but sometimes, I guess, you know, that's why you hire attorneys or hire Nan, someone to talk to. We step back and we look at things. We see things that you're not seeing because you're emotionally involved. And it's like breaking up a business. You have to stop, look at it from our perspective. I'm like gathering information. Like we have one client we're working with now who's just constantly talking to his wife. And he finally realized after all this time that she's just playing him. I mean, you know, we found bank records, but we had to go through all this work to convince him, but he just wouldn't listen. And that's great that they were trying to get back together. He was. She wasn't. She was just gathering information from him to put the screws to him, and he just couldn't see it.
And sometimes the complication comes in when you shouldn't be on the other person's property, and for whatever reasons you want to make the decision to go ahead and enter that property. And, you know, whether you have an exclusive possession or you've been talked to by law enforcement saying, stay clear, we want to keep this calm, yet people want to make their own decision. Just give me one more time. We'll encourage you to talk. We will encourage you to work this out. And there's a right way to do it. But not on the other end where you tell us where you've been and what you've been doing, and we get it on the other side of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out to your advantage.
No, I mean, there are marriage counselors if you want to work things out, go to a qualified professional, both of you together, and work it out with a qualified marriage counselor. I mean, you don't try to do that yourself, because in our experience, I hate to say it, when somebody goes to an attorney to file a divorce, they're pretty serious by then. I mean, they've done their groundwork, whatever. So one person's trying to stay married, the other one wants divorce. It's not going to work. I mean, unless you go to a marriage counselor, talk to a pro.
And I say all the time, you're paying to put people in place. Listen to the advice they're giving you. We are working with you to get the best outcome we can for you. So I always want to stress that. And the key point that you put up there was, we don't promote divorce.
No,
if we can get
not.
That marriage under control and really get to the pieces of what needs to be worked on, the tides have turned. We'd rather keep you together. Inevitably, some marriages have to end up in divorce, and it's for the best in certain situations. But in a lot of them, we're starting to catch them realizing we're going to get divorced over this when we could work on that. And it's, as I say, the ages and stages of a marriage. What happened when you were married early on is not the trials and tribulations that you're going to go through later on in the marriage. So you just look like you're... Oh, you're just going to give me fingers over there?
No, it means you got 2 minutes.
This is the show that Rob talks not on.
That's okay. Oh,
do you know that? Did you notice that?
I didn't get nothing. Enough of me in one day. They love to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
They love to hear from you.
I love you over there. So anything new buzzing down there? Anything, any changes occurring? I know we're going to be gearing up, ramping up. I've got, we hit that September slide. We want to keep things together for those impacted that will be divorcing. We want to get through the holidays, and we want to do that. So
you hit the key word, holidays. That seems to be the biggest problem with custody cases. People fighting over how many hours mom has the kids for Christmas versus dad. It's like, it's not that important to the kid. That's what people have to step back and think. Okay, so what? The kid's going to miss Christmas dinner with grandma. Well, take them out the next day. Most kids don't care about that particular day. It doesn't mean anything. They just want to spend time with their parents, grandparents.
I was recently down with a client down in court, and we were getting to the custody schedule for holiday. And I couldn't believe how all of a sudden we're fighting over Halloween.
Halloween.
I get it. When you've got the little ones and you've got to make the cute costumes, we've got to visit the house. I lived it. I know it. I understand it. I sympathize with you. But there's other ways. Today, where I was growing up, you had one day. Now we've got the malls and we've got the different places the kids celebrate. We've got pumpkin things going on here and pumpkin things going on. Let's make it work.
Right.
And
yeah.
And if you really want to make yourselves happy, I can show you that we could probably visit both neighborhoods, because majority of times they're not always doing it together. If you're fortunate enough in your area where you live that they're doing it together and it's one night of trick-or-treating, okay, let's bring the family together and let's just do it. It's the children's evening to do that, not yours. And yet, if we didn't spend 2.5 hours on Halloween, you want a treat. You might be in the right place today, by the way, Rob. I don't know.
By the way, we're going to give someone a treat if they're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020. And what will that treat be?
I am. I'm giving to the 10th caller a $25 gift card to Dorothy's Candies, because they're live in the studio with us on the next show.
$25?
Yep. They can go in and do whatever they want.
I'll step out of the studio and I'll call in. All right. Listen, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. Much more to come. The folks from Dorothy's Candy are here, Marlene and Robert. We're going to talk to them a little bit. We'd love to hear from you. And Dan's going to be back a little bit more with Nan as well. And the doc going to stay with us for the full hour. So this is Nan Cohen Total Talk, KDK Radio. Good morning. Okay, back, Nan Cohen, more Total Talk on this Saturday morning, Nan.
Hey, everybody, I want to tell you real quick, you can always find me at divorcerealityexpert.com. I'm always keeping up to date there with stuff. You can always reach out. You need me, something's going on, give me a call. I'm getting all my experts are involved, so we're good to go with that. That's divorcerealityexpert.com. You can reach me at 412-996-3346. Mr. McIntyre, they can reach you at
412-835-5395.
So I caught real quick, Cindy Walker was watching on Facebook Live, and I want to Cindy Walker, I know you're going to be proud of me for saying this, but so often, and I had this very recently, so often people get divorced, we finish things up for them, and they never take the opportunity to change their paperwork, life insurance policies, I'm going to tell you, it happened. And I don't know why people think osmosis happens. Divorce, you know, it comes, it's finalized, we got your paperwork, here's your decree, and boom, something goes out there. No, you've got to finish up these pieces, because you see this often?
I do. I had a client who I just heard through the grapevine she was getting married. I had to call her and say, you know what, you still are married.
She said, oh my.
We left the last conciliation. She never signed the papers. I sent her reminders. I mean, years went by, and I quit reminding her. I figured, well, I guess she doesn't care. And then, like, luckily I found out that she was planning her wedding, and it's like, you have to get divorced first, you know?
Yeah, pretty much
she
around
said, oh,
here.
I thought
yeah.
when we left the judges thing, everything was wrapped up. I said, no, it wasn't. You have to sign papers.
Well, like I said, Summer Obenauer, Cindy Walker, they're always telling us you got to take care of this, and it just happens. And I know you're overwhelmed and this and that. If I'm with you, believe me, I'm going to make sure all your paperwork is finalized. Yeah. But for those that are not, we had another point come up with somebody put up on the social media that, you know, why is it so expensive to get divorced? Well, I could go on for probably 4 hours and tell you why, and it's really not always on our end, but... Then somebody else replied, well, just do it yourself. And for all of these years that I've been doing this, I tell you, please don't attempt to do it yourself.
I agree. And I said, honestly, Nan and I are both pretty bottom line when it comes to fees, whatever. We try to be very cost effective. Sometimes there's things like if your spouse is absolutely crazy. I mean, we can't control that. I mean, we can control our client to some point, but... I would never, ever recommend anybody just doing everything themselves. I mean, there's some things that Nan and I know are obvious, but lay people miss. Like, a lot of people, like, when they're dividing up the property, they forget about the pension, things like that. They'll say, well, it's his pension. He was working, I wasn't. Well, that's still marital property. So if you forget the pension and you get divorced, well, too bad. I mean, you lost all that money, income.
Well, you know, just pulling a form off of the internet... Okay, and they said, oh, you can buy these packets. I mean, believe me, I read them all. You know, here, you could get this for $99, get this packet, fill it out. You know, people don't understand that 50-50, we're an equitable distribution state. 50-50 doesn't, it doesn't always work. Yeah. And, you know, that's great you want to do that, but remember, when you're post on the other side of that, and you were really entitled to 60% of the marital estate, and you took 50, 10% really counts on the other side.
Sure.
And people don't understand that. And then you want to know why it takes so long? Well, we've got it. I always say we can, when I'm working with a client, I'm always there. We try to control our campground. I can't always control the other campground. And, you know, when you want to do things and you want to pull things, you want to hide things, those are the type of issues that arise that end up costing lots of money down the road.
Yeah, and again, we're bottom line. But, I mean, like, sometimes he tells me they think their wife stole $5,000, put it in a secret account. You know, and again, trying to be cost effective, you say, do you really want to pay me to go to court 5 times to try to find it? Is it worth it? So, I mean, it's a dollar cents kind of thing. On the other hand, if you think spouse hit $1 million, well, then certainly worth paying.
But Dan, when you're in the mode to want to win,
well, that's
and
true.
And we start off, I want to win. If you've ever listened to me, and I preach this all the time, nobody wins in divorce.
Absolutely not.
And so if you think you're going to end up winning for the $5,000 that you spent $10,000 to win, I don't really consider that winning.
I don't at all. And again, trying to be bottom line, I do recommend if clients want to save money, gather the information. Well, I have a checklist I send them. This is what you need to do. If you do the groundwork, attorney's fees aren't going to be that high. I've wrapped divorces up for under $1,000, including the filing fee, if the two people work together. Gather the information, come in with an agreement, you know, and I go through and say, well, you missed X, Y, and Z. They go back and they get the details and we can work it out. But have an attorney look it over because there are things you're missing. And I don't know, like I said, I'm looking, you know, or thinking back, like I had some people, the one guy was representing himself. He filed the paperwork wrong. It's like everything was wrong. I mean, it had to be done over. So he didn't save anything because I had to redo everything. It was just...
Well, it comes to the point when we're looking at a simple question, what color is the sky? And you say blue, but I say it's sky blue. And how many different variations can we come up with that? That's exactly what I apply to doing your own paperwork. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't really try to play attorney and judge and everything else when you're filling out those papers. And that's where the complication comes in. And I'm like, that's the money, that your best money you'll ever spend, is get the proper advice, get yourself educated, know where you want to go, where you can afford to give. Is this going to cost us? Because remember, if you've got kids and you want to battle it out on both sides, who's really going to suffer on the long end of that? It's the kids.
The kids.
And financially, emotionally, you tie it all up, it's just not a healthy situation.
No, and I'd much rather you put your money to the kids' college education fund than paying me. I mean, work it out if you can, but still have an attorney look over the documents.
I love we got everybody here in the studio and their heads are all shaking. Yes, yes, it sounds so simplistic, and we're not taking any emotional factors involved from you. It is a stressful time. And listen, if we can take that edge off, we know where we're heading. You know, I say to clients, I'm already miles down the road. I know where you are today, but I've projected everything out, and here's what could happen here. And it's a peace of mind. Not only that, it's putting the proper people in place. Hey, you may not need somebody to do some forensic accounting. You may not need a therapist. You may not need the accounting firm coming in that's going to be doing this or that. But you know what? We've got you covered when it comes to real estate agents, to rebuilding your credit, to starting out new, to the therapist, to the forensics. I've got them all for you. And it's also finding the right person for your case.
Absolutely.
People don't understand that. They'll say a lot oftentimes, well, I hired this such and such because my friend did. Well, but your friend wasn't in the same situation that you were. And get me going and tell me, well, let me tell you what this attorney got me. That attorney didn't have your case and this case matched up. And there's never, in all the years I've been doing this, I can't find two cases that have ever come out the same.
That's true. Everything's different. And again, yeah, going back, a lot of people, you know, they hire an attorney because they heard she's a barracuda or whatever. You know, you don't always need somebody to fight. I mean, really, sometimes you need two attorneys to sit there and work things out and try to settle. And that's much, much better.
And I'm telling you, I love what I do, but I'm loving the fact when we can swing it around and we can start saving these marriages and we really realize what we're working through, what's on top. Let's get it done. Let's get in there and get it figured out. You can always find me at DivorceRealityExpert.com. Pick up that phone, 412-996-3346. Remember, divorce doesn't just affect you. It affects your neighbors, your friends, your family, your coworkers. Reach out because they could be struggling with divorce. And Dan McIntyre, they can reach you at
412-835-5395.
Wow, that was a good show. Hey, you want to talk to my co-host for a little bit here? He's just sitting here. Oh, I had to remind him it was Facebook Live. He's doing a pretty good job co-hosting, huh, Rob?
He is.
We could head to Bora Bora and have Jim come in and take over for us.
He would probably do a fine job. Got a nice smile, I guess, if the shoe fits, right? All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We've got lots more. Plus, you're going to meet Marlene Robert, the good folks from Dorothy's Candies, getting revved up for another Halloween. And, of course, the holidays around the bend right through the end of the year. Obviously, Christmas, Hanukkah, all that good stuff, Thanksgiving. So please stay with us. And that number, if you want to join us, is 866-391-1020. Next hour, MediConnect Senior Zone, Brian Breisinger, Steve Hoffman, and Joe Randazzo, and me on KDK Radio. You know, if it wasn't Summer Obernauer on the line, I'd say, let's just cut to the chase and get to the candy, okay? But we're going to take care of Summer first. So, if you will, do the honors, Nan Cohen.
Well, I think I was the last person here in town to find out that, are you ready? Summer's a grandpa.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, guys.
That's Mazel
cool.
tov.
That's right.
Thank you.
Give us the news.
Last Thursday, at about 9:30 at night, so on the 10th, our oldest daughter had a little boy. His name's Henry.
Yay for Henry.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
That's wonderful, but I want to kind of chime in with my big announcement. I'm moving to a kibbutz over in Israel, so this is the last time you'll hear from me today on KDK Radio.
Summer's going to bring you back a yarmulke.
What's that?
You can call in over the phone, Rob.
Okay, good.
Bring his yarmulke back when you're in with me next, okay,
for
Summer?
No, that's great news.
He's so excited. It's such great news. Then the other news is a friend of yours is here in the studio. He's going to say hello to you. Are you watching us?
Go ahead.
Say
go
hello.
Ahead.
Summer, Jim Tolberg. I just wanted to say congratulations to you on entering into grandfatherhood. What a wonderful thing.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Always nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
You're missing the party up here today, buddy.
Hey, I have a party down here. It happens every 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I think your party's a little bit better. But I will tell you that Dan McIntyre was on before you. I know you weren't listening or paying attention to us today, but Dan McIntyre and I were talking how many people don't finish up the finale parts of their divorce stuff, and they just assume osmosis, and they don't change over their life insurance policies, the beneficiaries, and this and that. So Dan and I kind of hit on that for you and Cindy earlier in the show.
It's a part of what we do. You know, service is 65% or 70% of what we do. As compared to sales, because as we've talked about many times, whether it's a divorce situation or an auto and home situation, things are always changing, and that's why we preach and preach and preach. Communicate. Let's talk about the changes in your lives and be sure all the T's are dotted and the I's are crossed.
Yeah, we hit it up for you in the previous show, so you keep going. Anything new going on besides your breaking news?
Truthfully, I have been in a daze with this, and between that and the holidays and 1027 coming up in Pittsburgh and just life, if there's new stuff going on, I can't share it with the audience because I don't know it. I'm just trying to get up and survive every day.
Well, all I can tell you, Summer will be back up here. Let him enjoy your time with Henry. And when we get you up here, we've got so much to talk. We're going to be sliding into the holidays. We've got to get preparation. I'm going to focus a little bit with now that your grandson's here. We're going to talk about, what you do for if you're buying insurance policies on that end. So we'll catch up with you when you get back up here. Summer Obernauer from the Obernauer Insurance Agency. That's Obernauer, insuranceagency.com. Safe travels back here and kisses to Henry, Summer.
And anyway, before we move on, though, he mentioned 1027. I mentioned, talked about it on the radio, did a lot of social media stuff last couple of days. Really, the good story is that they're not going to be deterred. They're not going to back down. They're going to rebuild education, classrooms. I'm so excited about my friends from Squirrel Hill and the Tree of Life Synagogue bringing people together and continuing to worship and support their great faith. So that is really, really good news.
We can't agree with you more.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's a great thing.
God bless those folks.
And we'll be talking about that next week when I'll be back here, because I was here in the studio when that happened, and that day kind of affected me as well. So we will pick that up. Let's get on with Dorothy's Candies.
We're here, ready to go.
All right, let's start, Mar.
Okay.
Robert Gastel, Marlene Drushkin from Dorothy's Candies. We are in full force down there at Dorothy's with all the holidays that are coming.
And I wanted to thank Marlene for coming so early on a Saturday. If you call in for our customer service department, you're likely to speak with Marlene. And she's always happy to welcome you into our family.
She takes care of everything there. She's like the everything. She's just in this and that. She wanders around. She gets everything out. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. It's the best place to be.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let her. We've got some announcements as we put up on social media. Some new treats are going to be available. I helped with one. It was my suggestion. But I'm going to let Robert do his favorite one first as well.
Here you go.
I love peanut butter anything, and we have a new piece. It's caramel peanut butter meltaways. And I predict this is going to be one of, if not our most popular item this season.
Oh, because it has peanut
butter.
You
heard it here first.
Because it has peanut butter in it, huh?
Because it has peanut butter.
But I'm going to say that I think the other one, the Carmelo, is going to take over and run that up, because there is marshmallow caramel just drenched in chocolate. So let's just do the throwdown and see who was.
We will see.
I challenge it.
It's a nice takeoff from at Easter time when we have our Carmelo eggs, which are extremely popular. So it only makes sense now to have an individual piece that we can sell.
Because I whined and I pined when I was down at Dorothy's, and I'm like, how come I could only get the Carmelos at Easter?
And you're not the only one. Yeah, a lot of customers have asked for these, as well as the employees.
So those are the new treats that are hitting the floor. Actually, yesterday when I was down there, Thursday I was down there, right, and they were hitting the floor, so mm-hmm. they're out for display. And Rob had nothing to eat, so he's basically like foaming as he sees everything sitting here. Dr. Tauberg's wife, she caught us on Facebook. She said, can you just bring everything home for her? Oh, she's really demanding, huh?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, she just wants it all. So, Mark, why don't you talk about the chocolate pizza that we've got going there? Go ahead.
Right. This is another popular item of ours. People love this. It's a layer of thick chocolate on the bottom. You can't go wrong there. Popcorn on top. We have some mini pretzels. We have drizzled colorful chocolate on top with a nice art deco for the Halloween motif. It's a popular one. It comes in this size and a much larger size.
And it makes a nice presentation.
It sure does.
That's part of our goal.
Beautiful.
I'll tell you, I was down there and we were changing things up, and the corporate gifts, wow, are people going to be impressed with mm-hmm. what we've changed up for corporate gifts? We want to say that corporate, Marlene's like, we need to get all these orders finalized. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking you want to give Dorothy's out as a corporate gift, if your business, give a call. Marlene can get you taken care of with that. You want to give them the number, Mar, real quick?
Sure. Just call 412-678-2723, and we'll be happy to take care of you. And we also will ship your orders, as well as you can pick up your orders in the store.
And dorothyscandies.com is incredible. I mean, place your order today, and I want to say it is 9.5 times out of 10 you're going to get that order tomorrow. And you and nationally, right? Shipping nationally.
All over the United States we ship, right? Within the local surrounding areas, it usually will be there the next day. We ship priority mail through the post office. You can ask for express mail if you would like. Outside of our area, it might take 2 days. It just depends on the local post office.
You know, I came in and, you know, it's different when we're coming off of summer and the store is open all year. But when it starts to ramp up and the smell and just watching what goes on, Robert, it is the most unique experience to be down there, standing there just as the machines are rolling and this is coming off and watching them grab it and pack it. And it's people don't understand it. And you've kept that tradition, the quality of chocolate. I mean, I watch you as you're tempering sometimes and you're checking and you're doing your thing. It's just incredible that we're so fortunate you keep this going for us here in Pittsburgh.
Well, the environment and the smells and the sounds of our dipping room, I've grown up with that, and I miss it if I'm away from it for any length of time.
We had I had brought somebody down that was here from New York, and he was just amazed the other day when he realized that the choices of the nuts and the fruits and the creams and the meltaways, we're going to just go into a little bit deeper of how all that started. And how about your mom? You got to check out their Facebook page at Dorothy's Candies. I put the picture up of your mom, and it just, people really, what a touching.
I remember when that picture was taken by Dale Gleason, my father's cousin and the head photographer for Pittsburgh Press.
It's unbelievable. We'll talk about that on the other side. We're going to take a commercial break.
Yeah, we're going to give the 10th caller what?
Oh, a $25 gift card to Dorothy's. They can spend any way they want.
Lucky person.
All right, let's do it.
412-922-1020. We'll be back.
Well, let's get back to Nan Kohler. We've got about 5 minutes left in today's show. So before we say goodbye, we have a lot of ground to cover. So let's get to it.
Well, we were talking about at Dorothy's Candies. I mean, people, it's constant, you know, and I love coming up on the season when I hear the old traditions of the families and how Robert makes it happen still to this day. And sometimes that means the candy's going to Vermont and the candy's going to Nebraska and the candy's going down south. It's just, I love when we slide into the holidays and hearing from the people and their stories. And we're going to be inviting them on to the radio with us so they can share the stories of what their favorites were. Wow. I can just tell you that I'm not a peanut butter person. I know Robert and I go back and forth on this, but you're growing on me, okay? But when it comes to Buckeyes, mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, this is probably one of Mel's favorite, the Buckeyes, and they are coming off. And when I'm smelling them, I have to admit, okay, Buckeyes, what do you think of these, Dr. Tauberg?
I've had them, and they're outrageously delicious.
They can't hear you. You got to come closer.
I said I've had them before, and they're outrageously delicious.
You like peanut butter?
I do like peanut butter.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly, one of my favorites. Grow up with it.
There you go. Buckeyes, I'm telling you. My other favorite that comes up, and I love it because of this year. Do you drink coffee, Dr. Tauberg?
Of course.
All right, you've got to get these spoons. Have you ever seen a spoon that has this much chocolate on it?
No,
I'm serious. And they come in all these different flavors. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, Dan, do you drink coffee?
I do.
You've got to take one of these. And we were just talking about you and chocolate. Never before. You couldn't eat it. Dorothy's is the only chocolate you can eat because you had headaches. I'm telling you, the whole world, all your personal
problems.
There you go. But I'm telling you, you've got to try this in your coffee. And this just means to me the season is upon us. I can't. You know, I'm a Dorothy's fan. Somebody won that gift card, too, today I gave away. Really? The winner's name was Dorothy?
Divine hand.
Oh, Dorothy, we can't wait to meet you when you come down to Dorothy's. But I'm going to tell you, you can go into that store and use your gift card however you want. But if I'm there, I'm going to be pushing the Carmelo's. And I know, Marlene, you're going to do that for Robert. You want to push the other one, but that's okay.
No, it's fine. Hey, in his mind, anything is good, but he is a peanut butter lover, as am I. But we can't pass up any of our chocolates.
Let's ask him, how many pieces of peanut butter candy do you eat a day, Robert?
Oh,
I can't keep track, Nance.
But it's always good. I do want to say that this is, Marlene, you had asked me for corporate gifts. If you're thinking, if you own a business, give Marlene a call. You really want to get down there, see it, taste it, feel it. We had some people coming in. We were showing them their magical towers they were going to be getting this week.
Right.
They were so pumped up to be giving this to their employees, their business acquaintances. Mm-hmm. So their eyes just lit up when they really see all the magic that gets done down there at Dorothy's. And, hey, you're keeping the memories, Robert. I say that all the time. When I go in there and I see the enrobing machine going, and I could just stop, stand there, because it's so good. It's just watching a piece of history right before you as that machine rolls out that chocolate.
Well, I feel like my mother's always down there with us.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I said. Check out that it all started, and people actually mentioned they knew that was in your mom's basement of her house.
Yes,
on the photo. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I went into the store and I said, Robert, did your mom live on such and such street? She's like, yes, she did. So that's how connected people are to Dorothy's. And again, you are one of the true treasures that we have here in Pittsburgh. And I thank you for keeping up, not wanting to get too big too fast, staying where you're at, keeping it steady along the way, and you haven't changed it. And I know the line, one bite and you'll know, it's not changed. From the childhood to generations now, people were tasting Dorothy's, and it's always been the same. Mar, why don't you give them the phone number so they can reach out and talk to you when they call?
Sure. Give us a call at 412-678-2723. You could also, if you're in the evening and you feel like checking us out, you can go on to dorothyscandies.com, onto our website. You can place your order, but call us and we will be happy to help you. We are open to come into our store to place orders as well, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Those hours will increase during the holiday season after our open house on November 24th from 9 to 4. It's a Sunday. And you can reach us in the store also on Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 11 to 2 at this time. But those hours will increase as the holiday approaches.
And the other quick thing I got to bring up to you is people are constant. What are you saying over there? Oh, that was you. I thought you were talking to me. They're constantly reaching out to you get to the store. We're going to have locations up of all of the facilities we will be selling at. We will be downtown again at the USX right. Tower, at the hospitals, every place that mm-hmm. we get to at the holiday time. The lists are coming out, and we will be there. But if they have requests and they want orders, they can get them at that location as well.
Absolutely, sure. We're going to be all over the place coming up from beginning next weekend straight through to December 20th. Just check our website and Facebook as well, and we will have all the locations for you.
So we'll get that up Facebook and on the website. Open house is coming up. We changed the date. Listen up real quick. Go ahead, Mark.
This year, it's always been the Sunday after Easter. This year, we are beginning the Sunday. I'm sorry, not Easter, Thanksgiving. This year, it will be the Sunday before Thanksgiving, which is November 24th. Join us between 9 and 4. We will have specials that day, shipping specials, discounts. You can also go online if you are not in the area. You will get the same benefits as anybody else who would walk into the store.
Hey,
you can call us.
I'm
going to
be down there giving out gift cards, too.
I hope so.
I'm just
going to
be strolling the store, and if you give me a smile or you want to take candy with me, I'm going to give it to
you. It's always special when you're in, Nan, so we hope you will join us.
DorotheysCandies.com, and you'll be back with us in a couple weeks. Dan McIntyre, thank you. Jimmy Tauber, thank you for being a guest host.
My pleasure.
And check out our videos. Rob, thank you, and I'll see you here next week.
Sounds good. We'll take a short break. News at 9 with Shelby, then we continue. And up next, MediConnect Senior Zone, KDKA Radio.